What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another one of our seven-figure fitness business podcasts. It's your host, Iggy Odigizua, here to help you stay calm, change lives, and have business on your terms. Now, today's episode is going to be about how to improve your show rate and get more people to take their appointments with your business more seriously. Now, this was off the back of a very painful experience that we ourselves went through when we launched a brand new fitness business, because we wanted a brand that we can really stress test our AI Charlie on and train Charlie to be able to really vet prospects, have genuine conversations, be able to show empathy and be able to schedule and get qualified bookings on the calendar. So we didn't want to just launch a take on clients without being able to properly train our AI, without being able to train Charlie to do all the different things that we needed to do. So we launched this brand and we set up all the page, we set up the funnels, we set up the ads, we record the videos, the assets, the targetings, all these different things. And when we launched, we had like a no joke, a 25% show rate. That means 75% of the appointments were not showing up. And we're like, what the hell is going on? Like, what the heck? You know, so, I mean, just to put it into context, let's say on average, you're spending $100 to get a call booked. If you book 10 calls, that means you spent $1,000 to get 10 calls on the calendar. If you have a 75% no-show rate, that means $750 was just lit on fire. So that means $750 was just lit on fire and you only got to talk to like three people. So instead of it costing you $100 per call, now all of a sudden it's costing you like $333 per call. That's ridiculous. And so it becomes that's very, very problematic. For me, I was extremely frustrated. I was like, what the heck is going on? Right? So I was like, maybe we need to lead with more value. Right, so we restructured a few things with our funnel, restructured a few things with our acquisition system, and we were able to get a 10% improvement in show rate, which really means we went from a 25% show rate to a 35% show rate, which if you were in a game, you know that's still horrendous. That's terrible. That's piss poor, right? And you're never going to be able to scale a business with a 35% show rate. It's just not possible. After continuing to just do some testing and some adjusting, like, you know what, let's just charge a $100 cancellation fee. And so we decided we're going to charge a $100 cancellation fee. And then there's lots of unintended consequences that comes when you want to do something that extreme. The team was very apprehensive about wanting to do that. And so we're like, man, we're just going to do it because, I mean, it can't be worse than what we're experiencing now, right? So when we implemented that, we definitely got way less bookings coming through. But we also got a higher show rate. But we're like, all right, how do we kind of find the best of both worlds? Because we started getting a ton of objections on the cancellation, right? On the cancellation fee. So we're like, all right, well, we have to properly frame it so that when people get there, they're not only going to agree to it, but they're going to book a call anyways. All these different tweaks and all these different adjustments, just because we wanted to implement one thing, we didn't think about the first, second, or even the third order consequences that comes with this adjustment. All right, so a lot of you may even hear that and be like, oh, let me try that. But you have to carefully think about what are all the different variables that comes when you introduce a new change in how you do something. Now, all of a sudden, we have to train Charlie to have conversations with people, vet them, and then handle the cancellation fee objection, right? And then we have to go through and start to think about the different messaging variations. How do you handle those objections? How do you make it informal to get people to agree to it and still get them to book? How do you still tie them down? All these different variations that comes with making this change, but we're able to actually get it locked down and figure it out. And then the result of it was our no-show rate went from 75% to 25%. So now it's kind of flipped. We have a 75% show rate. 7 out of 10 people that books a call actually show up. And what we start to see is people start taking their appointments way more serious. When somebody couldn't make a call, they would reach out and let Charlie know ahead of time that, hey, this came up, I need to reschedule. And they would actively be reaching out to reschedule and rebook their appointment because they were taking it that much more serious. We're forcing people to pay attention to the appointment that they had booked because it was going to cost them. And human behaviors, people are more likely to move away from pain than they are to move towards pleasure. So the pain of having to cancel and being charged a cancellation fee was greater than the discomfort of them actually showing up and having to have a transformational conversation about how they need to change their lives. We went through that and we're able to work out the kinks. And so if you're listening to this podcast, you want to see a replay to a workshop that I hosted on it, just go ahead and in the show notes, we'll have like a, you can go to sevenfigurefitnessbusiness.com/no-show workshop. And you'll be able to opt in and get access to the replay to a live workshop that I hosted on it, where I go through some of the changes that we had to make, how we had to pre-frame it, some of the objections that we had to train our AI Charlie to handle for our brands. And then some of the adjustments that we had to make, not only pre-call, pre to them scheduling a call, but then also the adjustments that we had to make to our pre-call sequences, right? So if you want access to that, just don't go and implement this thing not knowing all the different things that are going, that all the different moving pieces that go into actually successfully implementing it. So if you want access to that, go ahead and click the, there's a link somewhere in the show notes where you'll be able to actually go and watch the replay to that workshop and actually be able to implement it. So hope you find that helpful. And the main reason why I'm sharing that with you is because for us, I want to help you grow and scale your business. And I want to share some of the things that we're seeing that's working for us. And I want you to increase your lead volume to the point where you can't manage your lead volume on your own. And then you're going to want to hire Charlie to be your appointment setter, be your conversational AI appointment setter for your business. And then we can partner up and become your growth partners and help you grow and scale your business. So that's what's in it for me. And that's why I'm willing to give you that information that's dramatically increased our show rate for free without you having to go and pay some random coach who's never actually done it money to give you useless information that's outdated. That's my way of giving back. So go ahead, click on the link, opt in, watch the replay, and let me know what's happening with your business. So before you implement it, make sure you take note of the data that you have on your current show rate and your current process. And then after you implement it, you want to track like the incremental increase or decrease that you see as a result of it. And then reach back out to us and let us know. So hope you found that helpful. I'll see you in the next one. Deuces.